God, open our hearts to your word, a word that passes swiftly and faithfully from the ear to the heart, from the heart to the life. Amen. You may be seated. What a glorious celebration, the birth of Christ. We gather with friends and family and we remember the birth of Christ. We exchange gifts and we eat plates full of food and we remember the birth of a man born more than 2,000 years ago. This man, Jesus, who has changed the course of history with his birth and resurrection, is depicted on this holiday as a tiny baby. Or as Ricky Bobby said in Talladega Nights, "Dear 8-pound, 6-ounce newborn infant Jesus," and this is his grammar, "don't know a word yet, just a little infant and so cuddly, but still omnipotent, we just thank you for," and the prayer continues, with a few insertions of other family members' perceptions of baby Jesus, with the interjection, "I like to picture Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt, because it says, I want to be formal, but I'm here to party too, because I like to party, and so I like my Jesus to party." Or another family member says, "I like to picture Jesus as a ninja fighting off evil samurai." Well, each of these sort of silly parts of that prayer reminds us that each one of us has our own picture in our mind of Jesus as this baby we celebrate, this man. And we sometimes forget that the next step in our image is to have a relationship with Jesus. And to have a relationship, we have to get to know Jesus. So how are you doing at getting to know your Jesus? Today, our society prizes getting in touch with ourselves and feeding our own needs. And most of those needs are related to our mind and our body. And most of us know what it takes to feed our own minds and bodies. Let's think a little bit about what it takes to be a whole person and how we might know Jesus at the same time. We know we're comprised of three basic components: our minds, our bodies, and our spirits, or our souls. And most of us know what it takes to feed the body. We eat right, except on Christmas and Thanksgiving, and we exercise, and we care for this amazing machine, our body. Think about that miracle, the human body. And we've all seen the healing that happens in the body as we heal from illness and injury. And we know how to take care of our bodies, and usually on January 1st, we have all sorts of resolutions to take better care. We also have minds we care for and feed. The kids in the congregation know they spend most of their every day at school working on their minds. And they remember learning to read and doing basic arithmetic. And then they grow older and they learn so much more about all sorts of things like Texas history and biology and literature. And as we go further in our education, we expand our minds in college. I think of when I once took a college class in the prophets as an undergraduate. And to this day, I realize I need it in my priesthood. And even when we're done with formal education, we continue to expand our minds. But that's learning and expanding and caring for our minds, that second part. But what about the third part? Your spirit, your soul, your essence, that part of you that separates you from all others, that spark, that nugget, the inner being that makes you so special. How do you feed your own spirit? Most people forget the spirit and wonder why they feel quite so empty. The emptiness comes from lacking a purpose or meaning. Caring for your spirit by kindling and caring for your faith life will complete your life and your person. Faith, we know, is believing something we can't prove. And caring for your spirit is caring for that part of you that cannot be seen or measured. It's about a relationship with Jesus in the Christian faith tradition. Jesus, whose birth and life we celebrate this evening, is a wonderful model for us to follow as we tend our own faith gardens. Henry Nouwen, a great spiritual writer, reminds us, be patient and trust. You have to move gradually deeper into your heart. There is a place far down that is like a turbulent river, and that place frightens you. But do not fear. One day it will be quiet and peaceful. So how are you going to tend your spiritual selves this year? First step, you're doing it right now, attending church. And despite a few of you who we might call the CEOs, the Christmas and Easter only faithful, you're here. And that's wonderful. And the next step is find a faith community and stick with it. And there'll be days you get frustrated with the preacher, I can't believe it, and other members of the, but the Bible is filled with those stories. And Jesus reminds us repeatedly, forgive, forgive, forgive. We all have our own unique and sometimes annoying characteristics, and church is no different. But just as we welcome our odd relatives, we welcome our sometimes odd church and her members. And the third step is to work on getting to know Jesus in your own life. Read, pray, learn, and share with others as you journey. Be in relationship with Jesus. And finally, take time to serve and love others. How can you serve your community this year? Here at St. Bartholomew's, we serve the shut-in community by taking Meals on Wheels. We make shawls for our newly re-engaged prayer shawl ministry. And we even gather to share the Lord's Supper with, believe it or not, yoga Eucharist, combining our body, mind, and spirit. There are every kind of ministry within our community. All you have to do is dream it up and make it happen. Community is the way to feed your spirit. And this Christmas, we can feed our hunger for spiritual fulfillment by re-engaging in our communities or our home community for those visiting. Jesus wants us to be in relationship with Him and with one another. And one final reminder. And kids, this is where the preacher gets just a little bit silly. And Jesus doesn't mind if you laugh. When you consider which kind of Christian you're going to be in the coming year, consider this. Are you an anonymous Christian, like those magazine photos of the badly dressed people? And I'll show you an example. These are my anonymous glasses when I dress poorly, or if we're talking about an anonymous Christian. Or other, oh, I'll begin, let's see it. The anonymous Christian. Or are you, okay, get ready for this one. Get ready, you guys. Are you an on fire Christian wearing your loving spirit right out there for all to see? Like my on-fire glasses. Jesus wants us to be on fire with love for one another. Jesus wants us to be in relationship with one another. Jesus, little 8-pound, 6-ounce little baby Jesus, wants us to be in community loving one another. And to assist us in remembering this season of love, there is a prayer in your little bulletin, if you'll open up to that now, the prayer of William Temple, who briefly served as the Archbishop of Canterbury, has a beautiful prayer that I'd like us to close my sermon with. Let us pray together. O God of love, we pray Thee to give us love. Love in our thinking, love in our speaking, love in our doing, and love in the hidden places of our souls. Love of our neighbors near and far. Love of our friends old and new. Love of those with whom we find it hard to bear. And love of those who find it hard to bear with us. Love of those with whom we work
and love of those with whom we take our ease. Love in joy, love in sorrow, love in life, love in death. That so at night we may be worthy to dwell with thee, who art eternal love.
Amen.